You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
So it is Who Arted, but Amy Ralphini is a bit sick at the moment, so we're just going to have a chat, Rachel and I. This is Rachel.
Hello.
Ashby. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Hunter, how are you?
So you've got an exhibition coming up tonight, right?
Tonight, yeah. Right.
And where is it?
It's at the Audio Foundation, and it's called Louder in the Space Between.
Oh, awesome.
It's a sort of collection of sound and video works, basically.
Oh, yeah? Have you got something to play for us later on?
I have got a little, an old track, but it's along the same lines of the stuff I've been researching. So I'm kind of interested in kind of collaborative sounds and what it sounds like to be experiencing the kind of political disruption that is sort of the definition of right now at the moment, you know.
Oh yeah, nice.
So it's kind of like the main work is a big soundscape, and I've been working with lots of different musicians from around Tamaki Makaurau and a little bit beyond as well. There's a few people from Christchurch involved because that's my hometown is.
Yeah.
I've just been sort of talking to people about what it feels like basically to be a young person experiencing kind of this great period of political turmoil, you know. Locally, I think, is really important, but also globally, because, you know, there's lots happening everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
And then kind of trying to express that feeling through music. And so that's what I've been making, these big soundscapes, using these things from other people's ideas around this kind of period of disruption, basically. Huh.
And how long have you been doing this for?
Well, I'm in my honours year at Elam, mm-hmm. School of Fine Arts, and so I've been working on this project for about a year now. I sort of started thinking about these ideas halfway through last year, and I'm sort of still thinking about them, clearly. Mm. I like talking to other people and seeing what I think, because you can't talk about what's happening in politics and what's happening in communities without actually talking to your communities and talking to your friends and your peers about how they experience it. And I think that's a big thing as well for working a way through this kind of political change and deciding what we want to come out of this sort of period of flux, I guess, for want of a better word, is that you have to have conversations. You have to be able to be like, okay, what do we want? How do we want to see things be different, you know?
Mm. And you said that you were working with artists around New Zealand.
Yeah.
Are there any in particular that we may know?
BFM's very own Bridge is one of the people I've been working with.
Oh, awesome.
And Amelia as well. There's a few people from around sort of local music scenes and stuff like that. I kind of wanted to talk to musicians because I think that music's a really important medium because it's kind of inherently democratic. You can experience music without having to know anything about art. Everybody experiences music. You know, it's a kind of like unavoidable part of life, basically. And I think it's so important because it absolutely soundtracks change, you know? Things that are happening get documented through music. And I think that's why musicians are a really good touchstone for when things are kind of in flux and when there's a lot of kind of charged political situations happening. I think that talking to musicians and listening to what's being made and stuff like that is really good because that's a literal sounding board for how people are feeling, you know?
Mm. Yeah. And do you know if there's anyone else kind of doing this combination of art and music?
I think lots of people are. There's lots of people working in this field. I don't know. I think it's kind of, there's a really long history of art and music talking about rupture and talking about community and how those two things go hand in hand. But I think it's really important to talk about right now. And lots of people, if you're making stuff creatively at the moment, it's really hard to not be tapped into what's happening everywhere because everything is so tumultuous at the moment that it affects you, you know, whether you're thinking about it explicitly or if it's kind of just implicit in the way that you're making. You know, I think that it's really important that is being addressed in the way that people make things at the moment because this is a big period of change, and I think that particularly generationally, you know, we're going to inherit, you know, a lot of the stuff that comes out of this big period of change. And so I think it's really important that we have a say in what we actually want that to look like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what can we expect from your exhibition tonight?
There's a couple of works and there's kind of a reading room. I don't know, if you've been to the Audio Foundation, which I'm sure lots of people here have been, there is a sort of reading room space. So I've kind of left that as it is because I think it's also important that you have a thinking space in, amidst all this kind of like the big politics can be really intense. And I think it's really important that you're able to have a step back and sit down and talk to people and actually just, you know, get back to your communities and have a good chat and work out, you know, how everybody is feeling and keep an eye on everybody and how they're feeling. I think that's a big one for me because being from Christchurch and experiencing the earthquakes and all the fallout from that, that's another big rupture. That's a physical rupture, but it is also a period of like change and rupture as well. And I think that that's something that I've definitely learned from experiencing that, is that you really need to talk to people. You know, you can't deal with all this stuff on your own. It's really important that you keep touching base with your friends and your family and just checking everyone's, you know, all right, or just how everyone's feeling, you know. That's really important. Yeah.
Have you been interested in art like since when you were down in Christchurch? Has it been something you've been interested in your whole life?
Yeah, I kind of accidentally fell into art school. I had a friend at school and she was like, are you applying to Elam? And I was like, what's an Elam? And then I did, and I'm really glad that I did because it's been awesome. Yeah, it definitely teaches you to think differently about the world, which is you know, I guess what learning is for, but that's what I love about art, is it makes you think, you know, laterally, not literally, and that's nice. Yeah.
So you said you're in your final year, right?
Yeah.
How long was the course?
It's a 4-year course. Yeah. Yes.
So you've been doing it for quite a while.
I've been in the game for a while. No, not really. 4 years is small in the long run, but yeah, it is a long degree, so it's coming towards the end of it now.
Yeah, but you've enjoyed it.
I've loved it. Yeah, I've really loved it.
Is this like the final run?
This is the final run. We've got dissertations and stuff due in the next couple of months. It's quite exciting though, seeing your peers' work coming together now, and everything starts to look a little bit like real art. And you're like, oh my god, everyone's making art now. This is crazy. Yeah, no, it's really cool. It's nice to see your friends' ideas coming to fruition, and like, yeah, people's stuff really getting a grasp on what they're trying to say and stuff like that. It's really nice.
Yeah. Should we give it a go? Should we give it a listen?
So this is an early version of this project. I'll just have to log back into my computer.
No problem.
Technology, eh? This is an early version of this project, which is kind of exploring these ideas of collaborative soundscapes. So this is working with lots of, I think there's about 14 musicians involved in this one. And and then I make these soundscapes out of these individually recorded music experiments, I guess, for want of a better word. So this is a wee one of those.
Does it have a name?
It's called Manifesto for Interregnum, but this is an early work, so the name's different now, I think.
All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in.
No worries, Hunter.
It's always nice to have a chat with artists interested in what they're doing.
Come along, 5:30 tonight at the Audio Foundation.
Perfect. There'll what was it called again?
Louder in the Space Between.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.